This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, February 18th, 2016. The Zimbabwe Republic Police use baton sticks and tear gas to disperse about 100 war veterans who gathered near the ZANU-PF headquarters and the City Sports Center to express their solidarity with under-fire Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa being accused by some members of the ruling party of allegedly trying to topple President Mugabe.
It's indescribable. Brings back memories of the days that Smith would let our nationalists meet up and organize and formulate their policies and just make reviews about what they are at as a nationalist people. People ended up going to Mozambique and Zambia because they were not being allowed to have free meetings.
Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai speaks out on Zimbabwean political crisis. The Mutare City Council has retrenched nearly 250 workers this year in line with recommendations contained in a special audit conducted late last year by the Ministry of Local Government, which revealed that the local authority has a lot of redundant employees. We take a closer look at ZANU-PF succession battles and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's grand re-entrance into the political arena. Stay tuned for those stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Praxidis Jeremiah and Marvelous Mshlanga Nyahuye, will be talking with listeners and experts about the bride price Lobola in Zimbabwe. Send us your numbers to our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.